experience and about the form factor of the device and how people actually may approach and interact with it, did it bring up things that you might not or would not have considered if you jumped straight into something like, how are people going to choose their flavor? How are we going to read a credit card, right? So you were thinking bigger. Did it uncover anything that you might not have thought of otherwise? Things where you find yourself actually saying here, oh, I wouldn't have thought of that, or I didn't think of that, or that's a good thing. Anyone? It is?
Yeah.
So a couple around that you thought of that? Okay. There's, think big picture initially, right? Because that's where these things are going to come up, and you're gonna, it's hard when you get stuck in the details to get yourself out of the details. In terms of sketching, just a quick note I put up here. If you like the idea of sketching ideas and trying to capture concepts and ideas, you should check out these books by Dan Rome. I don't know if you've ever read Back of the Napkin, Unfolding the Napkin, or his latest book, Blah Blah Blah. It really is called Blah Blah Blah, by the way. But they're really, really good techniques, methods for sketching what are sometimes abstract ideas or concepts and being able to capture them and communicate them clearly. So they're great. He's also started a new website recently called Napkin Academy, where you pay like $45 or something, but there's a whole series of video lessons and exercises that you go through where he's basically teaching you online via video what he teaches in his seminars and training sessions and what he's written about in his books. All right, other question now. Take a look at the sketches that you've created and look for skeuomorphs. Since we talked about it this evening, how many of you drew things that actually bear some resemblance, remote or striking, to coffee machines that already exist? Right? The interfaces are familiar. Like there's a series of buttons, or it comes out in a cup down at this spot or something like that. Anyone? Anything where you have preserved the characteristics of the previous generation of the technology or the product? You don't have to fess up to it. But as you look at it, think about that, right? Like, am I doing this because it's familiar, because I've seen it before? Is it really the best way to be doing this? And I'll caution you about this a million times. You don't want to be different for the sake of being different. You want to be different because it's better. So if doing something the way it's been done before is still the best way to do it, that's fine. But if you're doing it simply because it's what you've seen before and you're kind of copying it, or it's most familiar to you, but there might be other ways to do it that are equally valid or potentially better, then the question you ask yourself is, why does it look so much like other things I've seen, right? Why does this BlackBerry look like a miniature laptop with a phone in it, is essentially the question. And not some other mechanism. So don't be different for the sake of being different. Make that decision when it's truly better. But when something looks familiar to you, that's when you ask yourself, oh, am I just copying things that I've seen before? And is there a way to improve upon this? And it's just a little active reminder for yourself. So for the assignment next week, it's your personal projects now. Sketch away. I don't care about the quality of the sketches. I don't care about the number of the sketches or the fidelity of the sketches. I just want you to start capturing the overall higher level.
Would you mind if I take a picture?
It's all yours.
What's going on?
It's all
yours. Not designing the interface, but the device, the posture, the hold, the approach, the traffic, anything like that you need to consider in terms of the environment for the device. Okay.
Should it be a task sequence?
Well, so some of you may end up with a sequence because it may be something that changes over time, right? It may be the kind of device that itself morphs or changes based on the interaction. But some of you have things that it's going to be pretty much the same, like Sean, you know, the helmet with the heads-up display. No matter what state that device is in, it's still going to be a helmet with a heads-up display. So he may be able to capture it in just, you know, two or three sketches that show up from different positions or something like that. Others may require introducing a sense of time into it. It's all about what's it going to take to explain the large-scale interaction with this device, the approach, the pickup, the hold, the posture, things like that.
So big picture.
There's one link here.
Sketch
for the class audio. So if you guys want to review what's been said in the class, there's a link. It's actually on the wiki too.